listening to KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming around the planet at kfai.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio, and we have been for over 46 years. Support for this program comes from KFAI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Programming on KFAI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota and listeners just like you. Well, it is currently 6:01 here in the Twins. That's Central Standard Time. 32.9 degrees. Don't you love that digital thermometer out there? Hey, we've got a few more weeks here before we hit the winter solstice, so I hope you are staying warm before we go into the deep freeze. It's been pretty cold already, but it's going to get even more frosty. All right, and now we are into the month of December, Storytelling Moon Month to Native Americans. Okay, let's go ahead and get started now with Good Medicine and your host, yours truly, Roya in the Evening.
I got a real love. Gotta get it.
What you see is what you get. That's right. Oh, that is the Dramatics. One of Motown's finest. That was from 1973. That is a movie soundtrack called Talk to Me. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. That was a wonderful way to open the episode of Good Medicine here tonight. I am your host, your Femme Gem, your Lady of the Evening, your Girl Friday, Roya White Eagle, and I'm going to be with you for the next 54 minutes, and we're going to be getting down tonight. This is going to be a treat. You know, I've told you in previous weeks that we have been just opening up the vault, Roya's vault, and that sounds a little suggestive, doesn't it? Okay, all right. Let's just say the mind, the recesses of my mind. And that, I think that's the lyrics from a song, too. But anyway, I'm just pulling a lot out of tracks from the Motown and Stax catalog this evening. We're going to start off just like we did there with the Dramatics. And a lot of African-American, you would call them today boy singing groups or boy, I don't know if I guess they call them everything in K-pop to boy band and all of that. But they didn't refer to them that way. So these were all a lot of, singing quintets, sextets sometimes. And getting away from that four-part harmony. But there was some of that underlying in the melody line there. But it was very urban feel, gritty feel. I can warn you ahead of time, some of these tracks are either gendered or they're very opinionated in their approach to the lyrics, mostly men speaking to women. But we are going to mix it up a little later in the hour with some of the greats from the Motown catalog, the queens of soul and R&B, not so much hip-hop, but those individuals like Aretha Franklin and Diana Ross and some others maybe you haven't heard of or not heard of or from a long time ago. So that was Motown. It was a label that Berry Gordy got started back in the mid-60s, early 60s, actually. 1960s, that is. Don't be a smart aleck. What, 1860s? All right, so I was trying to give a lecture once to a bunch of youth, and that's one of them that made that comment. Yeah. What century was that? So, okay, all right. Well, here we go. Let's go ahead and get this started. Just before we do that, though, I just want to acknowledge that we are on the lands of the Dakota relatives here in the state of Minnesota, also shared with Anishinaabe and Ho-Chunk relatives as well. So we greet you tonight with Han, Buju, and Karahi to all of my relatives across Minnesota and Turtle Island. We have a longer reach than that when we talk about digital casting and or narrow casting, I guess you could say. But out there, we're sending our signal out into the universe. You know, it occurred to me, because I've made a mention to you that I'm going to be winding down from my participation on air sometime in January. I may have had to move that up a week or so, but my voice will be out there going across the universe, and it will be in perpetuity. You know, the radio signal that goes out on a frequency travels for eternity. And that's what we also make reference to when we say we're sending that signal out across the Milky Way to our ancestors. Of course, the Milky Way being the path for the journey of those who've walked on. And, you know, even though a lot of them may not have heard this music before, and it's not Native American, First Nations, or Indigenous in nature. I guess it is if you count most of these descendants of African slaves were originally Indigenous on the continent of Africa. But It's just wonderful music. It's what I grew up with, and I just want to share that with you in these closing weeks on these episodes here of Good Medicine. It's a way that we share song and music and laughter and good memories that make good medicine. Okay, well, let's go ahead. We'll start up here. I've got something else queued up for you right here. Let's get it going with the Spinners.
KFAI is proud to present Fend at the 7th Street Entry on Wednesday, December 11th. For an evening of Twin Cities indie, Fend is joined by fellow local acts Admiral Fox, National Park Service, and Joe Bartel. Tickets for Fend can be found at the First Avenue website. Visit first-avenue.com for more details.
Oh, daydreaming of you. All of you out there, all my relatives. Yes, that is the Queen Aretha Franklin. With all due respect to, I guess I should call her the Duchess. Diana Ross. All right, I hope you're enjoying all of this Motown magic that I'm giving you or sharing with you tonight. This is Good Medicine, heard only on KFEI Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, streaming around the globe at kfei.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio. All right, there was a lot of music there. Let me see if I can get it all lined up for me. Let's see. Here we go. Well, we did a block there by the Spinners. That was, again, one of those black or African American boy groups, except they weren't. They were grown men, grown ass men. I'll Be Around and Could It Be I'm Falling in Love, and It's a Shame. That was all in that period from about 1970 to 1972. Multiple albums there, but all inspired by the Motown label or some of its affiliates. And then we heard, just coming back from the break there, Daydreaming by Aretha Franklin. And, I had the year that they, I think it was 1968. It's been remastered several times since then. Of course, Aretha, Queen Aretha, is no longer with us. She's walked on as well. We're going to have a couple more tracks here in just a minute or so from her. But what in the world? What do you think of this representative, Nancy Mace from South Carolina? I mean, that woman needs to get, she needs to get a day job. She's standing out in the hallways of Congress. She's over in the Senate building. She's a House member because she's mad that there were some transgender, I don't know if they were so entirely transgender women, but they were at the House, one of the hallways in the House of Representatives. I forget which building it was, Rayburn or Cannon or one of those. Anyway, they were protesting and using a sit-in, time-honored, nonviolent protest action about her efforts and the collusion by the Speaker, Mike Johnson, to prevent transgender members of the House and staff members and also visitors, including journalists, from using bathrooms that were not, don't match what they believe is their gender. And they're identifying that as however you were identified at birth or on your birth certificate or biologically, as they say. They don't even know what they're talking about. They don't, most of them probably flunked biology. Anyway, this Nancy Mace is one of the worst. She had a bullhorn, and she was over in the Senate building. So it's like, you're in the wrong building, lady. You know, get a grip. And she has just taken it upon herself to be the one-woman wrecking crew, although, who's that other moronic House member? I'm blanking on her name now, but I can see her face. So anyway, they have decided, they're threatening, they're going to resort to physical violence to protect the rights of cisgender women, that, as if to say, transgender women, all they want to do, they're men in disguise, and they're trying to get into the ladies' room to spy on, maybe assault, or make vulgar comments to cisgender women. You know what? When I go to the toilet, all I want to do is go into the stall and take care of my business. I'm not in there looking around. I'm not in there to try and, I don't know what they think. Well, they've called us everything from perverts and you name it. But that woman, she, you know, talk about it, it's a shame. she brings shame upon women, whether they're cisgender, transgender, non-binary, female identifying, or the like. You know, so all the way from grandmas all the way down to nieces and everybody in between. So sorry to be on my. You heard Omar, brother Omar, say. I was loaded. I was locked and loaded, and I'm ready. Be careful. I might go off. So, and you know, she's one of those that is really needs to be put back in her place. So, all right. Let me calm down here. Let me catch a breath. Here we go. Let's let Queen Aretha say a little prayer for us, helping us to weather this circumstance. Here we go.
Say a little prayer for God just take time. And all through my coffee break time,
break time.
I say a little
prayer for you.
was plain to see that you were my destiny. With my arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I sacrificed for you, dedicate my life to you. I will go where you lead. I'll be right there in a time of need. And when I lose my will, you'll be right there.
Program is supported by Hennepin Health, your community health care plan. If you live in Hennepin County and you're eligible for medical assistance or medical care, Hennepin Health is here to help with coverage for medical, dental, and mental health care. Additional offers include gym benefits, rewards for visiting the doctor, and easy access to other services you may need. Learn more at hennepinhealth.org.
Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. Someday.
The Five Stair Steps with Uchael. Well, you probably, you know, a lot of these songs, some of them were originally mastered or recorded as what we used to call 45 RPM revolutions per minute. Then they wound up on, they had to be remastered as, I think it was 78s. These were all vinyl, so there's 70 revolutions per minute as part of an album collection. So I hope you have enjoyed them. But then they wind up on soundtracks for movies. You know, somebody finds them there in the archives and brings it back to life. And so we're just taking a moment to play them here as well. I recall them back when I was a... I guess today they call it a tween. I don't know what generation that would be. You know, certainly I'm a baby boomer, so I remember hearing those. Like I said, you know, always just had the big old Snoopy headphones on and listening to this music in the dark. So probably singing along, much to the consternation of my mom and dad. So, all right, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFEI 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming across Turtle Island at KFEI.org. We are non-commercial community-powered radio. Yes, we are a trans-safe space zone enclave. You name it, we're going to claim it. So, okay, well, let's keep going here. Here we go. How about the Friends of Distinction? You'll recognize this, I'm sure. And then we're going to do a little White Soul here. I'll tell you what I mean here with Jackie DeShannon and Robert Palmer and Rick Ainsley to end out the hour here. But here we go with Love or Let Me Be Lonely.
Thank you. Said the fight to make ends meet keeps a man up on his feet, holding down his job, trying to show he can't be bought. Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about, yeah. Someone's looking for a lead in his duty to a king or to a queen, protecting what he feels is right, fights against wrong with his life. There's no profit in deceit. Honest men know that revenge does not taste sweet. Same inside. Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about, yeah. It takes every kind of people to make the world go round. Yeah. It takes every kind of people to make the world go round. Every kind of people to make what life's about.
Of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little KFAI presents Great Moments in Minnesota Ingenuity. Today, we take you back to the 1927 State Fair.
Honey, the kids are still eating. If we don't get them out of here soon, we'll go broke.
If we could only find a way to get them quickly but safely sick.
Thus, the Tilt-A-Whirl was born. Just like KFAI, its non-commercial community-powered radio is confusing and makes your head spin, but you just keep coming back for more. KFAI, where community and centrifugal force grows.
Welcome back to KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming around the universe, the multiverse, whatever you want to call it, and at KFAI.org. We are non-commercial community-powered radio. Hey, this music is just really cheering me up in spite of all the news that's going on all around us, all the chaos and self-destructiveness. Oh, my. Okay. So I hope we had a good evening or a good time tonight with you. We just finished up with Every Kind of People by Robert Palmer and Put a Little Love in Your Heart by Jackie D. Shannon. I'm sorry, I'm getting some requests here now. It's to the end of the hour. I wish I could get them on. We'll try in the future episodes of Good Medicine. So be sure and listen Friday nights, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Well, I got to say goodbye. I jump on my little steel pony and head back down to the White Eagle Lodge and enjoy the rest of this evening. You do the same there wherever you're at. I hope the weather is cooperating with you. All right. I promised it. We're going to continue this White Soul, but this is a little disco sounding as well. And it's a little creepy coming from a male voice, but I came across so many different covers and they just didn't quite work from the female persuasion. So here we go with Rick Ainsley and Never Gonna Give You Up, America. Nope, never gonna give you up. Not gonna give up on you, never, ever. So let's get our act together. Put on the big girl panties and hitch them up and let's get out there. Let's start bringing democracy and freedom, tolerance, justice back. This is not as George W. Bush said, this will not stand. It's not going to stand. You can believe it if I have anything to do with it. So, all right, here we go. Never going to give you up.